At that exact moment in which I snuggled into my comforter hoping to get a good night's rest, an ear-piercing shriek broke the silence of the eerie October night. Thinking it was just the neighbor's foolish children or some silly teenagers playing a prank, a familiar cry immediately followed. I shot out of bed straight away and sprinted to Rose's room. The cries were getting farther and farther away. Yet they were growing stronger. The first thing I noticed as I burst through the door is Olivia's unmade air mattress, and I don't even have to look at the crib to know that if they took Olivia, they must have taken Rose along. Choking back tears, I reach for a post-it note on the far side of the wall, but I don't want to read it. I can't keep my eyes closed long enough before I hear the cries getting louder and louder and louder and farther away, disappearing from my grasp, from my love.
Come find me,
the light yellow post-it read. I will, and when I do, don't think for a second you're going to get away from me. I angrily crumple up the note and hurl it to the floor below me. I dash down the stairs knowing immediately where someone could be hiding with my children, the basement. I fling open the door and grab a piece of scrap metal my husband was going to rebuild the basement with. I spot Olivia, and I notice her hair has a grayish tint and her eyes are the strangest shade of red.
Mommy, dearest, Olivia nonchalantly speaks. You found me. Count to 20 and I'll hide again.
I don't even have enough time to blink, and before I know it, she's gone, along with Rose and her heartbreaking shrieks. I slowly and quietly step to the top of the winding staircase and enter the kitchen. Butcher's knives with sharp blades litter the floor, and dirt-stained footprints lead to the back porch. I grab a knife, the sharpest I can find, and quickly follow the footprints as I try to process what is happening. The wind blows the back door open, and I come face to face with the demon child who has possession of my darling daughter, gently stroking her face, sitting on a cushioned lawn chair, a knife in one hand and Rose in her lap. Olivia looked more devilish than she had in the basement. Dark circles formed under her eyes, and her joints were sprawled in the strangest fashion you could ever imagine. Olivia, Alice, I demand you to hand Rose over now. I'm trying to look tough, but her eyes indicate something far more evil than the devil itself.
Rose this, Rose that, don't you see? You care far more for her than you ever could for me. How could I possibly repay you?
She began gently stroking Rose's forehead with the knife blade, and she began to wail.
Oh, I have an idea.
Olivia hardened her grasp on the knife and cut open a slit in Rose's sleeve, cutting her skin and revealing the tiniest bit of blood. But then, the blood began to pour out of her poor arm, and I couldn't do anything but stand back and watch.
That's better. Anything else you would like to say before I drown my sixth murder victim in the pool?
She set the knife on the table and took a step toward me. Well?
Well?
Oops. I couldn't help but stare at the blood spewing out of my dear baby's arm, and tears began to creep their way down my cheeks. Olivia saw these tears, and her eyes began to change back into their normal grayish blue, and her hair lost the gray streaks. Her expression altered from devilish and evil to surprised, sorry, and ashamed, almost as if she were possessed by an unknown source. Before my brain could digest what happened, the little girl dropped the knife, hurriedly sprinted toward the woods,
and disappeared into the eternal night.
That was the last time I saw Olivia Alice. Some people say that she still haunts the woods and threatens other children. Others aren't aware of her presence. Perhaps we will never know what really happened to that poor possessed child.
That is, until her next birthday.